You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Time though to talk sport, and Darren Kelly from our sports desk here at Clare FM is with me. Good morning to you, Darren.
Good morning, Gavin.
And we, of course, will start with Dave Rotuberty and his teammates and his manager and everybody else, because yesterday saw Cork come to Cusick Park and Clare, well, looking at the scoreboard anyway, 313 to 110, a relatively comfortable victory.
Yeah, now I suppose it was, they just, everything kind of fell into place nicely with the Clare football team yesterday. They were up for the game. They've been trying to make the point that they're now on a par with Cork, and I think they proved yesterday they're ahead of Cork. Two goals in the first 4 minutes. Every time Clare went in the attack in the first 10 minutes, I thought Silla was going to jump out of the commentary box. That was the excitement that was going on. But that being said too, like, we knew they were performing well. They played well in long patches against Donegal. They played well in good patches against Armagh. Now, they had a 20-minute spell afterwards, but they didn't add points there, and Cork gradually got into the game, but they stepped up again. You've mentioned David Tuberty, and one out of 1-7, 220 he scored in three league matches so far. They'll be disappointed the way they conceded the goal, but they took their goals very well, and it gets a bit of confidence now. They're going into the break ahead of two big matches against Kildare and Fermanagh, and two games that are going to decide what way their season's going, or their early season's going to go, I should say.
The contribution of David Tuberty yesterday was quite phenomenal, but you also, if you go back to the end of last year's game against Armagh, he got that goal at the end, which effectively got Clare the draw that they needed up in Uri. They're not just two goals in 20 in two games, that's great reading, but they're important scores as well. At least some of them have been important scores.
Oh, they are indeed, and it's not just the goal yesterday, because Jamie Malone, we don't know for certain. Now, I looked at it again last night, it was definitely David Tuberty's goal, but Jamie Malone had done all the work for that, so he deserves a bit of credit too. But it was stepping up with points at crucial stages. Cork were getting back into 3 or 4 points. David Tuberty steps up with a brace, sometimes from play, sometimes from freeze, you know what I mean? And he's been doing that throughout the three games so far. Now, we know it's only the 10th of February, and we know that Clare's season will be decided by what happens in the summer, but at the moment David Tuberty is setting the standard, Gary Brennan as well, and the young lads are slowly but surely catching up with them.
It's what I think as well will please many Clare football fans, is the fact that Clare had to win yesterday. If you're looking at it in a realistic sense, if they're to have any hope of getting promotion from Division 2, they needed a victory. You don't want to be getting dragged into a relegation dogfight that Cork, now at the bottom of the table, find themselves in.
Yeah, and it's such a tight division, Gavin. There's 1 point separating the top six, and you only have to look at Tipperary's shock win against Donegal yesterday to show that every result is important. You can't take anything for granted. But coming into the break, to get the victory, they're up to fourth place now. They're in mid-table, but the confidence as well. They know there's still big challenges coming up. And while Colm Collins was delighted with the victory yesterday, he was very quick to qualify. They were only looking to Kildare in 2 weeks' time. But, you know, yeah, if they'd lost that game yesterday, Clare would have been propping up the table. And, yes, we would have been in a relegation dogfight. We could still be, for all we know.
I'm very pleased Colm Collins gave his reaction after the game.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. Delighted with the performance. Delighted for the lads, you know, and delighted for the coaching staff, the lads, you know, everybody that's working, you know, Brian, Declan, two Declans, and Evan, all these people are working in the background, and they're, you know, to see, it's great for them to see a performance like that, you know, it makes your getting up on Monday a lot easier in there. Well, I was very impressed with our work rate. I thought we worked really hard all over the pitch, and we chased everything down, and there was no such thing as a lost cause, and our tackling, and we were getting contact, and then some of the running off the shoulder and some of the moves were really good. A lot of those things were impressive today.
Very pleased, Colm Collins there. It's is it Kildare or Fermanagh next?
Kildare next, and then Fermanagh consecutive weeks, both away trips.
Very good. And is that, that's 2 weeks' time?
That's 2 weeks' time. They're off next week now, and then they're back in action the following week, 24th of February.
Very good. Clare's ladies footballers were in action as well yesterday. Another draw.
Yeah, and even James Murray, will say himself, has mixed emotions, because last week they were 8 points up against a Kerry team they weren't given a chance against, and they ended up getting a draw, which was considered a positive result. They went to Enniscorthy yesterday in a away game they knew was going to be difficult, but they went his favourites. They clawed it back, getting 3 of the last 4 scores to get another draw, and but it was a match they expected to win, especially against one of the two non-senior teams in it. So they, Clare have an awful lot to take into look at now over the next couple of weeks before they play Cavan, which will now, in my opinion, will be a must-win game. They are unbeaten, but in ladies football you have
they're
3 points,
they're also winless.
Yeah, they're 3 points for a win in ladies football, so they have a point less than they probably would have bargained for at the start if they were setting their targets out, beat Wexford, maybe put up a good performance against Kerry. Now they're in two, they're in joint fourth. Look, they showed character to claw back the result, they can take positives out of it. But that being said too, if Clare are seriously going to compete for the semi-finals, they have to be stepping up and putting into these performances against the Wexfords, the Cavans, the Leashes of the world. James Murray will be disappointed they didn't win the game.
Some good things and some bad things, I suppose. The initial reaction, now when I have watched the video back, and would be there was probably more bad things than good things. You know, to get probably the last three or four scores facing into the breeze, and you know, eke out the result, showed, you know, good character from the girls. We were down to 14 players for 10 minutes midway through the second half, and they show good battling qualities. But a first 40 minutes to forget, to be honest. We conceded a very soft free goal. Wexford stepped back, they hit us on the break. Last week against Kerry, our shooting efficiency was at 70%. You know, up to half time, we were around the 40% mark, and we would be very happy with that.
James Murray there, Clare senior ladies football manager, speaking after their draw against Wexford yesterday. There was a lot more in Gaelic games, particularly at schools and educational level, because I know the third level too, Darren.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm going to go through all the sports as well, Gavin, because Innes Rugby's victory in the Munster Conference A League title was probably the big story outside those two as well. A fantastic 28-13 victory over Carrick and Shore. The reason I lead with them, because they had three of their players playing for St. Flannan's College Innes in the All-Ireland Camogie semi-final on Friday. It didn't happen for them, but it did happen for Closh and Wirra Innes. They're into an All-Ireland Senior Camogie D final, winning their game 3-10 to 3-2 over St. Fergus and Rathdowney 3 days after they won the Munster Ladies Football Championship as well. Five Clare players on the UL Ashburn Cup team, four titles in a row, captained by Clare Hare and Aoife Keane. O'Mahon from Cratlow won the prestigious show jumping event in Holland as well. And finally, we'll mention Clare and Cork draw 0-0 in the Inter-Youth Cup in soccer. It's enough to get Clare into the quarterfinals of that competition.
Very good indeed. Before you go,
Clare FM Sports Person of the Month, in association with Cummins Car Centre, your number one Toyota hybrid dealer for County Clare.
Now, Darren, we've got a big choice this week, and yet at the same time, I think there's one standout name.
There is one standout name, Gavin. You've been talking about a package to the First Family of Doonbeg all morning. I think the First Family from Doonbeg are from Tuberty's David Tuberty. What a season he's having so far. He was 2 weeks ago, he picked up this nomination. He picks it up again in February. David Tuberty is our Clare FM Cummins Car Centre Sports Star of the Month nominee.
Darren Kelly, thank you.
Cheers, Gavin.
Clare FM Sports Person of the Month, in association with Cummins Car Centre, your number one Toyota hybrid dealer for County Clare. You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9 a.m. to 12 midday.